Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Chris of Poinette, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Treason is the worst crime that you can commit in America, correct?
Yep, I would say so.
Well, if we can't convict for treason immediately, what does that say about any other crime in America?
Right. You're talking about the January 6th commission, right, Chris?
Absolutely. Every single person associated with the January 6th commission, somebody that took notes on it, should go to prison.
Right. Here's the deal. And let me tell you, as I size this up, I'm very glad you called that in. People are approaching January 6th as somehow just a political issue and you're on one side or the other. That was a violent blow against our democracy. Can you imagine if, let's look at it this way. Let's say the Democrats had done that after 2000. That was a crooked election where you had the hanging chads, where Florida deliberately had put on the ballot discontinued lines. So you thought you were voting for Al Gore and you were actually voting for Pat Buchanan, that kind of thing. And then Bush still didn't only won by 500 votes out of millions. And that is such a small margin. The U.S. Supreme Court stopped the recount. Okay. Now, let's say then there'd been a riot on the Capitol. We'd attacked. What do you think the Republicans would have done? They would have gone nuts. They said they're violence. They would have prosecuted people. What are we doing? What are we doing? Yes, we've arrested about 800 people. Yes, about 250 of them are being prosecuted for felonies. Some have gotten jail time and so forth. But this was a coup against the United States. That is treason. That is treason. That's why it's baked into the 14th Amendment itself after the Civil War, that if you committed an act of insurrection against the government, you can't hold a position of trust or confidence in our government, which would include the president. What I am concerned about, Chris, and I mention it at the top of this particular hour, is the passivity of some people in the Democratic Party, including on that committee. Benny Thompson and Zoe Lofgren seem to say they might not even make a criminal prosecution. They're just going to go and say, well, our job, you know, our job is only to investigate here, Garland, Merrick Garland, you do it. And Merrick Garland has been, in my view, kind of timid in how he's approached some of this stuff. He hasn't prosecuted any of the fake electors. None of the fake electors have been prosecuted by Merrick Garland or any state attorney general. And yet they crookedly and falsely sent in certifications saying that they were the electors. Here, this reminds me, I mean, I love the Pink Panther, Peter Sellers, Inspector Clouseau. I like the movie Johnny English. And, you know, you get the bumbling detective and he comes in with a magnifying glass and a Sherlock Holmes hat on. And he's peering at the doorknob and everything. And there's a dead body right under his feet. And he doesn't even look at the dead body. And he goes, maybe there's something wrong here. That's what's going on here. How much, you know, this business of, well, we got to get to the bottom of it. It's the bottom of what? This insurrection occurred January 6, 2021, a year ago. Almost a year and a half ago. All of this stuff is coming out. It's been known, a lot of it, for a while. And everybody just saying, well, we're going to view the evidence with great interest. How many dead bodies you got to see? Trump right away said that he was not going to concede the election, that it was a fraud. Brought 60 lawsuits, 6-0. 60 lawsuits, the judge said, no, you got no case. And some of them, he fined the lawyers for bringing frivolous claims, and in several, the lawyers are going to have their license to law yanked. Trump said that It was people in Italy who used a satellite to change the votes. People in Germany who had something to do with it. In the Philippines, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Hugo Chavez died 5 years before the election, by the way. He was lying. Everybody in his campaign except Giuliani and the abnormal team said he was lying. They didn't call him a liar. They said, you're mistaken. Crooked William Barr even said it was crazy and he was detached from reality. I don't think he was detached from reality. He knew exactly what he was doing. He raised $250 million so he could steal some of it for him and his family. And he ginned up the insurrection so he could declare martial law. And the only thing that stopped him at the end, the only thing that stopped him was that when he wanted to put in a corrupt attorney general who would go along with it, the rest of the Department of Justice said, we're all going to quit. And that would have put the end to it. That would have put the end to it. So Christopher Poynette is exactly right. How much more evidence do we need? At some point, when you are so weak-willed and passive, you're not going to stay in power. And if you turned over to the Republicans, and I'll just spring this on you right now, the word is now that some of the Republicans have been meeting in leadership to launch an impeachment of Joe Biden when they get in. For what? For what? An impeachment of Joe Biden, what? For building up NATO? When Trump was going to take us out of it, for winning the election and not accepting the big lie. And it won't win. It'll pass the House if they have the majority. It'll go to the Senate. They need 67. They're not going to get 67 votes. The Republican Party is creeping towards fascism. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. A famous line from a great American poet. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't take corruption of 50 states. It only takes corruption of 6 states. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, maybe Nevada. Just lawyers in 6 states and crooked legislators, legislatures, gerrymandered. And some Republican governors, and they can take over American democracy. You've got to stand vigilant at all times, the way George Washington stood vigilant. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. Hey, I'll say this on how the hearings are going. You have a gentleman, Michaels, running for governor in this state, and is proud to take Trump's endorsement. So that'll tell you a little bit about how things are getting across. Trump's endorsement, and other Republicans are looking for his endorsement. So, hey, with that, yesterday there was an article in CBS MarketWatch that a third of the inflation in this country right now is attributed to the Russia-Ukraine war, a third of it. That helps inflate gas and other things. And one other thing that a lot of people don't seem to realize is container ships that float the Pacific Ocean, the majority of them are owned by China companies. And I think, if I got my article right, that China also owns a stake in some of the Pacific ports. That to me is a little scary. But anyway, they're making so much money with these container ships, they're running them over here full, running them back empty, which means we're importing more than we're exporting. It's just an amazing thing. But they've jacked their rates up really high also. So, when you start looking at the situation of how much China owns in this country, that ought to set up some alarm bells too, but doesn't seem to. Also, on a real positive note, I think in this state, Governor Tony Evers is doing a really good job. I think he's going to get reelected over these other four that are running on the Republican side because he's a blocking mechanism. And I'll just throw this in Arizona. I'll just spray it all over the wall. The biggest thing I wanted to say was the CBS market article there, but I think Biden may not run, and it's too early to tell. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for that, Paul. Well, first of all, I think Biden has to run because I don't think any other Democrat who ran last time had a prayer of winning, including Bernie and Elizabeth Sanders. And if Biden doesn't run this time, who are you going to have? Kamala Harris or who? And they're going to do what? Run again? I don't see it winning. I think Biden has to run. He will want run. He's a very fine president. And he's being stabbed in the back. He's being stabbed in the back by the Republican Party and by the left of the Democratic Party. So that's number one. Number two, you raise a very interesting question about this Michaels who's running for governor. I want to tell you my theory on it. There's a guy named John Torinas, who is a very well-regarded business reporter in Milwaukee. He wrote a fascinating article in Urban Milwaukee, which you go online and look at Urban Milwaukee. Bruce Murphy's, it's frankly the best investigative journalism in the state. John Torinas took issue with Michaels, with the Trump endorsement. He said, Michaels had the ability to be a consensus Republican candidate like a Tommy Thompson who would restore some Republican ideas, for instance, on the economy, but not the Walker type ideas of Foxconn and turning down $1 billion in Medicaid and turning down $1 billion in train money, but other things. But he said in taking the Trump endorsement, what he did was, and then running ads, which Michaels is doing now, attacking immigrants. He's going to build the wall and all this kind of stuff. And then attacking pronouns, people who want different pronouns. All he's doing is sucking into the Trump thing, and it could hurt him in a general, might win him the primary. I agree with Torinas, and I'm going to go one step further. I think we need a blocking tackle, sort of like Evers, to veto, but we also need vigorous leadership. Michaels, if he had done like the guy in Virginia did and get the Trump endorsement and then never mention Trump and then just go on other issues, that's one thing. He would have won the primary anyway. And then in the general, he would have been a tough candidate. But now what he's doing is trying to suck up to Trump. I think it'll hurt him in the general. And I think it helps Tony Evers. Listen, there are people on the line. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.